Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now, man.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him! It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listening Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building on Lush Radio Online, and we always keeping it cracking, giving you what you want, what you need, man. Shout out to all my Twitter followers, man. You know it's Follow Fridays, and you know it's Retweet Fridays, along with that Freestyle Fridays, and we always giving you nothing but hot or not music. And you know we got hot or not interviews. We got the hottest interviews going down tonight. Tonight we got the one and only your boy French Montana live in the building. And we got Shea Stimuli, Sha Stimuli live in the building. Independent artist, popping, doing this 1, 2, 2, 2, 3. Live on Lush Radio Online, man. Make sure you call in at 347-826-7722. Make sure that when you call in, you got 1 to 2 minutes to say basically what you want to say. If you don't say it within the 1 to 2 minutes, then I'm going to go ahead and switch to the next caller. Make sure you acknowledge the guest that we have on the show. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Click on the tab that says Listen to Lush Radio. And call in at 347-826-7722. Shout out to our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, Strictly Bump One, Ohana Shop, and Capital Customs. And we're live in the building. I want to go ahead and go on the line and hit up my boy Guru. What's up, Guru? What up,
man,
though?
Jersey in the building. Irvington all day. Shout out to Lush Radio, Ebony, Cookie, and to our guest tonight. Shout out to the boy French Montana, Cocaine City. What up, Lush? I can't wait to get French get on the line, man. You know I'm on the island, Frenchie, man. We're going to do
that's
this.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Like I said, if you're just joining us, we're going to have the one and only newly signed to Akon, you know what I'm saying, movement out there. You know what I'm saying? The inventor of Cocaine City, this DVD jump off, you know what I mean? Got him popping. Your man is doing his 1-2. And you already know everybody blasting that New York Minute, you know what I'm saying, jump off that's going down with Nicki Minaj, the remix. It's going down tonight. We're going to go to the line and see if we got Frenchie on the line with us, man. Caller from the 718. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam?
Yo, what's going? AK Chop is here.
Chop, what's good with you, fam?
Hey, what's poppin', man?
What's poppin' with you, fam, man? This one of my peoples, you know what I'm saying, rocking with the whole situation. Welcome to Marcy, you know what I'm saying? Salute to Brooklyn and all that jazz, you know what I'm saying? What up? What's good, fam?
You already know, man. Working hard. Just had a 43-hour, two-day stretch in the studio. I'm beat.
Oh, that's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. If you're just joining us right now, man, like I said, we're going to have your man, Sha Stimuli, live in the building, and your boy, French Montana, live in the building. We got AK Chop in the building.
Let Chop stay on the line.
Oh, you already know I'm on the line.
Stay on the line, Chop.
Stay on the line, fam. That's good, fam. That's what it is.
What's up?
We got another caller from the 734. You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good, family?
Hi.
What's good?
Who that
what's
quiet voice?
Huh?
Who's that?
What's your name, sweetie? Where you calling from?
Michigan.
Huh?
Michigan.
Yeah, what's up, Michigan? What's your name, sweetie?
Are you shy or are you just playing? What up?
What's up?
All right,
sweetie. Stay on the line with us, man.
Keep pushing in the
back. We'll bring you back on when we got our boy, Frenchie, on the line.
Up,
you know what I'm saying? French Montana live in the building. But like I said, we live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man, giving you what you need, what you want. Shout out to all the cast that's definitely been supporting the Welcome to Marcy situation, man. Make sure you go to YouTube and type in Welcome to Marcy, and go and check that video out. You'll see the cameos of me and your boy, Future Guru, AK Chop, you know what I'm saying? Peter K, Money L, I Am Justin Case, Vinny Idol, Super Producer, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Shout out to Paula Perry, you know what I'm saying? We here, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to Marcy, you know what I mean? On top of that, your boy, Chusan Ali, got another new joint that he dropped, you know what I'm saying? Just call, you know what I'm saying? On YouTube, so check that situation out also. You know what I mean? It's going down tonight, but you know what I want to do? I want to go and get into some music. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and play this French Montana joint called My Connect with French Montana, Max B, and Sky High. Y'all know what it is, and we'll be back in a few minutes on Lush Radio Online.
Uh-oh. You know Montana back for another remix.
Another Irvington Harlem banger. Sky High Entertainment. Gang Dream. Dooley. Swazzo.
French.
Max.
When I need them hooks and them verses, and all I gotta do is call my connect. Call my connect, baby, just call my connect. Call my connect. Call my connect. When I need them peas and
sitting all on my net, net. All you would get HKSK all on deck. I leave your motherfucking brains all on the step. You know Montana back on another remix. And you will know the truth if you ever seen it. So nigga pay me or the doctor bill. The way I touch notes, nigga need an opera deal. Low riding the OD. 4-5 tuck nigga watching for OB. You niggas need to step up. Montana sick, need to check up. Fuck the vest, ain't for the neck up. Grinding my feet hurt. It's Dooley and T-Bird. Nigga, you need work. Just call my connect. Homie, it's the movement. Ain't no iron that. Niggas wrinkle up their face, I'ma iron that.
When I need them hooks and them verses, and all I gotta do is call my connect. Call my connect, baby, just call my connect. Call my connect. Call my connect.
Who you call?
Call my connect.
Uh-huh.
Call my connect. Call my connect.
Who you call?
yeah.
Call my connect, baby, just call my connect. Call my connect, call my connect.
When I need them guns and them shells and all I gotta do is
call my connect.
Call me,
call my connect, baby, just call my connect.
Cool.
Call my connect.
That's what it is. It's your girl, Lessie Lush, back in the building. That was called by Connect, French Montana, Max B, Sky High. You already know what it is. We live on Lush Radio Online. And it's Friday, and it's going down. And we also want to have your man, Shastin, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines, you know what I'm saying, and go ahead and talk back to our people. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have your boy, Fresh Montana, live in the building soon. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and still give y'all some more music. But, yo, let's check in with my boy, A.K. Chop. A.K. Chop,
yeah.
What's good?
Hey, night, man. Basically, like I just told you, man, I have to spend like 43 hours back between two studios and shit because I'm mixing down my album, Built From Ruin. Also, at the same time, continuing to build my catalog and getting the Marcy Project mix. You know, it's just a lot of things I ordered. The MTB project with me and Dutch, you know, getting these videos together, photo shoots, you already know. Getting everybody in conjunction so we can have a good big party, man. Big bang. It's the new rollout, man. It's the new Marcy. Hi, family.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I want to shout out some people in the chat room that are showing that love. Shout out LRB Music INC, Sharp Team Radio. You know what I mean? Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? I always. You know, Salute Cast is definitely showing love out there, you know what I'm saying, for the fam. Like I said, we're going to have French Montana live in the building. We're going to have your man, Shy Stimuli, live in the building. Up-and-coming artist representing the Brooklyn area. Going to be live here with the squad. We got another caller, from the 228, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's good, fam? Where you calling from? What state? What's your name?
What's good? This is LRB, you already know, Music INC, LRB. I just want to throw a shout out. You know, I'm repping Bay Area 510 and D-Town, Mississippi. So, you know, I'm tuning in the show. It's really good. I actually love, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. Shout out to all the artists you put on there and interview. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just want to shout you out.
That's what's up. Appreciate that.
Oh, man, it sounds like y'all got a party over there, man.
Ain't over here.
Damn.
Ain't over here. Probably over there. I hear too.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
You might be over there in Chop area, man. Chop always around. Some kind of party going on. That's what it is. We appreciate you, man, with that support and everything, man. That's for real. I truly appreciate that. I'm humbled, and I appreciate that, sis. All right.
Thank you.
For sure.
That's what it is. Put your Twitter out there, because you know it's Follow Fridays, man. Put that Twitter out there for the people, man.
Of course, y'all can follow me at twitter.com/LRBMusicINC. You already know.
That's what it is, baby. We definitely love you, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I said, we're going to have French Montana live in the building. World famous doing this 1-2. My man is a hard body on a grind. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be calling in a few seconds. We're going to go to the line. We got another caller. Remember, it's Follow Fridays. Shout out your Twitter. Y'all already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. What's good? 347, what's cracking, family?
Yeah. What up, Lush? What up, Lush? What up, Lush? Lush.
What up? What is it? What up?
It's Money out, you feel me?
What's good, Money out? What's cracking, my dude?
Yeah. I'm good, man. Grinding on the grind right now, on the road. Chilling. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. We got Money L live in the building, AK Chop in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got the Welcome to Marcy fam. You know, the only person, the only two people we missing is Dutch and AK Chop up in this joint and Vinny and Justin Case. You know what I'm saying? We be totally complete up in this joint.
Yeah. Vegeta.
No.
Yo,
Dutch.
Yo, you hear me, like?
Yeah, I hear you, fam.
I'm listening to the radio, right? The commercial radio you have out here in New York, Hot 97. And I'm hearing one of the songs that I like. This kid, Joel Ortiz, he got a hot record right now called the PJ Song. I like that. My movement is striking a lot of people to represent their hood now. You feel me? So the whole thing that we doing with the whole thing we doing with Chop and Vegeta, the project called the Marcy Project. I like that people are representing their project now. He got a PJ song that's, I don't know if he got it out there in DC yet. But out here in New York, it's kind of hot on the radio. Like, I like that record.
Yeah.
I found one of my DJs that might slide that joint over to me. So it's nothing but a phone call away, fam. And we'll get that cracked.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yo, shout out to LOTs, you know what I'm saying? I heard he was shooting, you know what I'm saying, for Jersey Shore. He's doing big things, making moves and stuff, man. You know?
Yeah. I give respect when respect is due, you know?
That's fair.
Real talk, you know. But like I said, man, and we got the whole Welcome to Marcy jump off that's going down. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, check for that. YouTube, www.youtube.com. Welcome to Marcy, you know what I mean? But you guys are doing some big things, man. You know, Chop, since it's, you know, Follow Fridays on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, to throw that Twitter out there, Chop and Money L, throw that Twitter out there for the people.
Man, AK Chopper, Twitter.com, you know, man, follow me, man. You already know I'm there. I'm doing things, you know. If I don't tweet some things, that means I'm busy. I'm probably in a booth of writing, man. I'm probably in the third verse leading into the hook. You hit me up at MySpace, MPB/MySpace. You can also hit me on Facebook, AK Chopper. Get at me.
Word.
Get at Lush, get at anybody. Y'all want to do anything to get at me, get at the peoples, get at Future Guru, Money Out, Justin Cage, Vinny Idol, GDK. Get at it. The Marcy Project, we're moving.
Yeah.
Also, SeaWorld Records, music that moves you.
Wow.
Get your ass up.
That's what it is. It is, yo. Shout out to all the producers out there that's doing their thing out there, you know, hard body, you know what I'm saying, that's doing their thing. Shout out to everybody, you know, out there that's in the struggle, that's grinding hard body out here in the streets and whatever they're doing. And, you know, salute to you, man, and salute to the real people out there that's keeping it real. We got another caller live on the line on Lush Radio Online. What's good, family? 734, is the caller from last time? 734, what's good?
Nothing.
Is this my shy young lady? What's good?
Who that? Low Notes?
What? You got it. You still got a Twitter, boo? You got a Twitter, babe?
Huh?
Do you have a Twitter, sweetheart?
Oh,
no, I have a Facebook.
All right, we're going to
put your Facebook out there for the people.
It's
personal.
What?
Uh-oh.
Oh, all right, sweet. We're going to come back.
We're going to come back next year.
Hey, yo. She be having me laughing. She off the hook, yo. I love her, though, because, like, every time I ask a question, I don't know if she can't hear me, you know, but I still love you,
yo,
so.
Love the kids.
For real. Real talk, man, you know. I got some more music. I'm going to go ahead and play some more music on Lush Radio Online, man. We ain't playing no games out here, man. This is how we do. All day, every day. I'm going to go ahead and play. I'm going to play Hard Nigga Logic, you know, since we got AK. You know what I'm saying? Salute. You know what I'm saying? We going to have that Welcome to Marcy, the actual MP3, you know what I'm saying, in rotation soon. So check for that. So I'm going to go ahead and play that Hard Nigga Logic. And we'll be back in a second. Lush Radio Online, man. You know we here.
James.
AK Chop, sir. 5-4. You're getting a new chop. I'm a blast from the past, like a nigga gripping shoes. You shot, and I'm sitting in the usual spot, in the kitchen with the mask in the usual pot. Switching my position, a usual pot. That is smash competition for the blues. You got me. Who you are?
Me.
I'm fishing for the tip. You're a crab from the grass in the doodle spot. I move through blocks. Learned as a child. Let the things stack up. And every turn as a pal. The game's wrapped up. In terms of the crowd. Getting chained back up. When every turn with a foul. Burn with a smile. But a game that's up. Your range is wrapped up. She returns to the bow.
She a bird anyway.
She returns to the cloud. The frame is clapped up. With a worm in her bowels. One felony.
We dealing on the block.
Yeah.
With action on the block.
Yeah.
Three felonies.
We barking on the block.
It's just a hard nigga's logic. Shit.
One felony.
Still on the block.
Yeah.
Two felonies.
We back on the block.
Yeah.
Three felonies.
We stuck on the block.
Shit. It's just a hard nigga's logic.
This the hardest shit.
Wow.
I done had it two stacks. Part of fear leaving jail and I'm dragging you back.
And
for grabbing two stacks.
Look.
When your heart can't take.
Yo.
Now adding a few stacks.
Uh-huh.
Your heart grand plate. The avenue packed. Your squad can't wait.
Check.
Somebody in guard here. It's a hard man's fate.
And
in regard to the shake.
What?
Watch a nigga drop. Let the shooter get away and try to lock your nigga chop. It's not a free throw line.
Yo.
I block a nigga shot.
Whoa.
Got a Devo this time for they stop a nigga clock. And they tick tock, cause they bad hands fold them straight at 6 o'clock on the platinum band roll. And that can't go. Not a straight jacket grip on back my fans, so straight jacket and strip. We bred with a Therizine mind state for winning with Everseen. Even the fine waist of the women.
One felony,
we dealing on the block.
Yeah.
Two felonies,
with action on the block.
Yeah.
Three felonies,
we barking on the block.
It's just a hard nigga's logic.
Shit.
One felony,
we still on the block.
Yeah.
Two felonies,
we back on the block.
Yeah.
Three felonies,
we stuck on the block.
Shit.
It's just a hard nigga's logic.
Look at you, Black.
He got two or three F's. Trying to get a couple G's to stack.
Grinding with a fucking evil that.
Slinging chronic, seeing cars from a diesel stack.
Never be astonished.
Why?
He's too strapped.
Yeah.
In a barrel to find out where the weasel
at.
Illegal cat.
Me.
Taught to eat off the floor.
Dude.
But not to be rats.
Yeah.
What you talk to them for? Damn this punk. My AK rhymes.
Yeah.
It's vanilla clip funk. It's in my pay grade rise. Man, I'm in a slump.
In a
my
slump.
Crew mine and tank.
Mine.
With a hammer in the hunt for boot time and rank.
Time and
a
rank.
New kind of strength.
Yeah.
When I deadlift weight.
Wow.
From the low and back.
Gone.
Spreading it through the state.
Yeah.
Bread gets straight.
Yeah.
When the crooked act here.
Yeah.
It fed my kid's face from the crooked act here.
Act here.
That's what it is. That's hard nigga logic right there, man. You know what I mean? So, shout out to, what is this? ML Close You. That's 734. Okay, shout out to you, boo. We couldn't understand what you were saying, baby. I see you in the chat room. All right? You know, and it's till 8 o'clock and stuff, so it's till 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? But you could call back in. And I just couldn't hear what you were saying, baby. And follow on Twitter, LRB Music INC. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. We live on Lush Radio Online, man. That's Hard Nigga Logic, man, by AK Chop. Tell me what you think. Was it hot or not? How are you feeling? It's 734. Can we hear you now, baby? What you think about that song? Did you like it?
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is, baby. Appreciate you. Stay on the line, baby. We got more songs that we're going to have. Aye, Booby?
Yeah.
That's what it is. All righty then. Back on the line with Guru. You know what I'm saying? Back on the line with Guru and Ebony live in the building. What's up, Booby? What's up, Boo?
What's going on?
Hey, Ebony.
How
y'all
doing?
Good.
Hey.
Ain't that fun? So I have a beautiful co-host live in the building, Ebony, representing the California area. We just play hard, nigga, Logic. We supposed to have French Montana live in the building and Shot Stimuli at 7. You know what I mean? We running a little late, but you know what I'm saying? We got the music rocking, and we rocking it out. You know what I'm saying? On Let's Radio Online. You know what I mean? And we got AK Chop and Money L on the line, sis.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's good? What's good with you?
Just enjoying this California weather. What's the weather like out that way?
Raining like hell.
It's raining.
It's kind of cold.
Sorry.
It's kind of cold right now, man. Shit, it was just hot as hell yesterday. Now today it's cold, man.
Yeah, man. It's cold out here too, man. The allergies is kicking my butt. It's retarded right now.
Wasting up boot.
You know? Live in the building, you know what I'm saying? So,
what are you doing?
You heard that joint, you know what I mean? A caller from the 734 said that, from Michigan, said that they like that joint, Sam, fam. This is all the way out of Michigan, though.
Lovely, that's lovely. I love it.
That's
state by state, man. Hey. What up, Guru? One state at a time. We're going to knock on all doors on everybody in the state. We're going to come knock on your door.
We knocking on your door, man. This is we on foot.
Word up.
We
on foot.
We on foot.
How you spreading
this
love?
We gonna wrap our bicycles.
Word up. Hey, Chop,
Money L, man, real quick, man. You know, tell us what's, you know what I'm saying? Tell us what's cracking over there, you know, on some of y'all new projects that y'all got coming up and everything, you know what I'm saying? So the people can know, you know, tell us about that fire that's coming out of Brooklyn.
All right, yo, what we got coming right now, we got this EP in the Marcy Project. You already know that's Vinny Ida, G2K, Justin Case, Money L, Lush Guru, everybody that got behind pushing this shit and making this shit important. Then we got the Rhyme of Crime Project coming. That's my shit. You know, Money L shit, the More Purple and Brown Music Group. You know, we all going to get in conjunction and put out the mixtape or the EP, rather, Rhyme of Crime. Then we got my album, Built for Ruin, but I'm going to throw a mixtape out, probably about an 8-song mixtape out, you know what I'm saying, called Banana Clip Funk. Right in the process of mixing down my album, Built for Ruin, you know, and basically just building my catalog, networking, you know, just lining up these shows. Yo, shout to your man, Don Good, too. You know, I'm about to do a little video with him, get a conjunction. You know, DVDs, write-ups, and all that. That's basically what we focus on. Products, so when we roll out, everything be official, and you ain't got to wait for nothing. You understand? Because we got at least 150 songs in the catalog already. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's what.
And I'm on. I'm by myself, so.
That's
what. Hey, Chop, where you at, man? Son, it's like crazy over there, huh?
I'm in Marcy right now, man. I got my girls around me, man. The True Luck Women, so it's going down.
That's how it
is. Got the whole squad with you over there. That's what it is.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us right now, like I said, we supposed to be having French, but I guess he's running late, and we supposed to have Shot Stimuli live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? And I just played the Hard Nigga Logic right there. You know, so we live on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. Call in and shout out your Twitter, because you know it's Follow Friday, Freestyle Fridays. We getting it in. We with Money L and your boy AK Chop live in the building. We got a caller from the 202 DMV in the building. What up? What up, fam?
What's that all about?
202, you live in the building. What's good, fam?
Yo, all that Lush.
What's good, man? What's up, Monty Wade? This is my brother right here, the Fly Jirian, one of the highest promoters in the DMV, my blood brother. My brother's live on the line. He need to tell y'all what's popping out in the DMV on the promotional tip. What's good, fam?
What's good? What it look like? What's goody?
Glad to have you on, man. Thanks for supporting. You need that for support. Yeah.
Yeah. We got it, man. Y'all make your way out to DMV, man. I show y'all mad love, man. We got the parties crazy every weekend during the week. man. You know what I'm saying? Just tell the shorties you can make that bedrock, man. We make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right.
Hey yo, bro. Can you tell them what's popping this weekend? Since you promoting out there in the DMV, tell them what's popping. What clubs are popping this weekend?
This weekend tonight we got the K Street situation. We got some Philadelphia Eagles players gonna be up in there. Gonna be crazy night. You know what I mean? We got Saturday. We got the Club 24 spot. It's crazy Saturday party. Sunday we got Spot Lounge. That's a nice little laid-back setting, you know what I'm saying? Come pop some bottles and spend some cheese, you know what I mean? What we got? Monday we got Fly Lounge, you know, a.k.a. me, the Fly Jerry, you know.
Oh.
Take them to flight school, you know, a little bit. We make it happen, man.
Lush, we need to be out there, Lush.
We need to be out, need to be out here, man.
Jersey to Marcy to the DMV. We got to do that. We got to do that.
Yeah.
We can ASAP that. Like, in a minute, we going to ASAP that.
Yeah, but, like, definitely, you know what I'm saying, when everybody comes down, like, you know what I'm saying, my brother definitely got it popping out there. Like, this is my real blood brother. Like, not my brother that for everybody, but this is my real blood brother. Same mom. This is my brother right here. He's a promoter. You know, and he's definitely doing his thing. I know he got more Facebook followers than I do and stuff because I try to keep mine a little bit more personal. But he got it rocking over there doing his thing. You know, he does all the events. So if people are looking to, like, come out and find a spot to party at on a weekend, they need to holler at my brother. You want to put your info out there, bro, Flygerian? Their Facebook and all that, Twitter and everything, so they could get at you.
Basically, man, y'all check me out on Twitter.com/MontyWave. You can check me out on the Facebook situation, Charlie, Free Max B, Wingate. Shouts out to my dude, Free Biggie. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how we got it, man. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. We still waiting on a festival, but right now we're going to go into some more music. You know what I'm saying? And get it popping right now on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? I got this new joint. I know they rocking it out in New York right now. But I know y'all know that joint, New York Minute, with Frenchie. So I got that joint in the arsenal. New York Minute, you know, you heard it with Jada Kiss and French Montana. But we got the remix right now with your girl Nicki Minaj. So we're going to put that in the arsenal. Is it hot or not? How you feeling it, yo? On Lush Radio. Let's go.
Face crack, laid flat, and give everything that you made back. Eight clap, make a sun rise at your wave cap. Pray that New York Minute bring Mace back. Shame that really took eight flat. You know the game whack, and every last rapper here try to bring the name back. It ain't rap, niggas better stay strapped. You can call the sticker balls, try to get your chain back. They thought the game was over when Big died, then homie Ho took it over. They shot Pac five times, years later, them boys took shine. That ain't even the least. Akon signed the hottest nigga in the street. We gave swagger to the game, still and all. Everything could change.
For the spot, but I took that. Now what a kid with a Nicki Minaj book bag. Bitch, I've been hard since my part had a zigzag. Low King Bobo, these bitches are bozo. Oh no, eating them ding dongs and ho hos. I was just trying to bubble, get past slow mo. I ain't even asked them double XL promos. I remember how it felt when the Twin Towers fell. I was in the Trump Towers looking for some shower gel. Rappers are just beasts. That bundles will be deceived. Before they even get a cap in the damn game.
will never get to make it to his wedding. But a star will arise, and she'll originate from the streets of Southside.
Kidnap, bitch, slap a 2-4, be turning to a 6-flat. If that D4 to your mom's front door, hip rap. Whole fan base can start thinking that your shit's whack. You could be at the gas station and get your whip jack. Yeah, yeah, pay a nigga bread, get your shit back. Right back, everything could change just like that. Get pulled over on your way, bringing that white back. Rapper stopped selling. Kim did a year and a day for not telling. Fox went deaf in one ear too. Shortly after that, she did a year too. I beat the case, not enough evidence. Get ready to see a black president. You could download a whole album. Now you see where these niggas get their style from. What?
Rich Warren.
Already know what it is, man. Shout out to the whole DMV, New York City, worldwide, international, Philly, New York, Jersey, Trinidad, overseas, Nigeria. We here. We in the building. Lush Radio Online, keeping it cracking. That was New York Minute, the remix. They playing it on Hot 97, 105.1. They playing it right now. It's in rotation. But I want to know what my people think. Do you like it? Do you don't like it? Man, let us know if it's hot or not, man. How you feeling that New York Minute? Guru, what you think about that joint, fam?
Yeah, I like that track, man. You know, he got Jadakiss and everybody on it. And I know that they played it during the Jets game around the playoff time, getting into the final parts of the series when they made it to the playoffs. So that was a good look for the whole New York. You know, and that's kind of a good look, man, what it should be all about. When you see some unity out there and they rocking that at the Jets Stadium, you know, that was a good look right there. So I know that record got mad play over the summer. I mean, I'm over the football season too. So, you know, it came out, it was a timing thing. Like, you can have a record that crushed just on timing. So I'm all with that. You know, even though I'm a Jersey cat, you know, I love New York too. But, you know, I'm feeling that whole thing, man. It's all about that movement, man. Everybody can do it. That Money L just said, rep your hood, man. That's where I'm at anyway. I'm in Irvington.
So you crazy as hell, yeah.
I'm right here.
Ebony, how do you feel about the remix New York Minute with Nicki Minaj, man?
That joint was hot. You know what I'm saying? It was Jadakiss sitting on there, and then Nicki Minaj came in there, threw her little flavor on it. I thought it was pretty hot.
You thought it was hot?
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was hot.
All right. Money L, what did you think about New York Minute Remix?
That's brilliant, man. It's a hot record right there. Francie Montana, he did a thing on that record, you know. And plus, like I said, they shouted out all the greats that was before, so I'll respect that, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. My girl Melissa with the soft voice, Miss Beautiful, representing out there in the Michigan area, babe. Did you like that song?
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, she got
kids
now.
Hey, Melissa, how old are you, Melissa?
17.
Oh, ooh. Cool. We got a 17-year-old on the joint. That's what it is. So she said she's going to be... Melissa, I got a question to ask you. You 17, right?
Yeah.
Ask you
a question. When you listen to music, right? When you listen to music, you're 17. Right now, you represent... majority of the teenagers out here right now, right? I want to know, do you listen to the beat first or do you listen to the actual lyrics?
Oh, good question.
Lyrics?
The lyrics?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up, man. You must got some real old school, like, you know, people that definitely, you know what I'm saying, you've been rocking with. Because, you know, I know majority of the kids that we know nowadays, they usually don't listen to the lyrics. But I'm glad to hear that somebody still listens to the lyrics. That's what's up. You know, this one of our first 17-year-olds in a minute on the joint. You know, but we appreciate you, Melissa. Stay on the line. All right, Booby?
Okay.
All right. That's what it is. You know. And I want to go ahead and ask my boy, the Flygerian. Flygerian, did you like that? Was it hot or not? What you think about that remix?
Man, you know what I mean? Hands down, the song is already wavy, you know, the Mac with the cheese on it. So, I mean, Nicki just blessed her. She did her thing. She laid down her verse. It was crack, you know.
That's what it is. My man, Genius One. Man, Genius One said that, you know what I'm saying, it was crack, you know, that's what it is.
That's
2-1
cool. Support us on Twitter, yeah, that's dude, yeah, that's good money right there, Genius One.
Yeah, Genius One be going
hard
for
us, going hard for us, y'all. That's what this promotion is all about.
Is this Y Dot Loyal B over there, man? Y Dot Loyal B 216 was good, Ohio.
Ohio.
What up, Cleveland?
216.
I guess they got scared. They jumped off the line. Don't be scared. I ain't going to bite you. I'm not going to bite you. I'm not going to bite you. We got another caller calling in from the 347 on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We always give you nothing but that ear crack. You know what I'm saying? 347-232, you're live in the building. Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, family?
Yo, this AK Chop again, man. I had to call for my other phone, man. My phone
AK
died.
AK Chop is here.
Yeah. All right, man.
I fed me.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We got another caller. Caller 216. Were you scared? What happened? Is this Wild Out Lil V? Who this? What up? 216, you're live on Lush Radio Online. All righty, now. We're going to go to some more music, man. You know, on Lush Radio Online, you know, because I'm always giving y'all some music. And I think I want to go back to, you know, some stuff. I want to go back to Jada, you know, because I'm feeling a little Jada right now. And this is shout out to all the fake people that want to be copycats, that want to be like me, be like AK Chop, that want to be like Money L, that want to be like the Flygerian Guru, Ebony. People that just want to be fake, you know? They want to be all up in your face, but really they just trying to milk you, you know? Like, shout out to all the fake people, you know? And shout out to all the real people out there, you know? But shout them out, man. Jada said it best. You already know what it is.
She's fake. That's the type of people I hate. Hey, hey, Jada, Jada, hey, Jada, Jada. He's phony, she's fake. That's the type of people I hate. Wait a minute, who's real? Who's not? She's real, but he's not. Funeral awake, make the news.
Oh,
cash. Wallet full of trash, in and out the lanes, dipping through the trash. Real gon' recognize real, real phony gon' recognize still, still reckon I will. Get yourself a fresh flesh wound or a new scar. Bullet holes all on the side of your new car.
Your girl, Leslie Les, back in the building on Les Radio Online, giving you nothing but that ear crack like you already know. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Leslie Les, man, giving you what you want, what you need. And I already told y'all, we going to have the one and only French Montana live in the building and shot stimuli. So make sure y'all turn up your radios, turn up your amps. You know, we just played New York Minute featuring Nicki Minaj on a joint earlier. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and open up the lines for my wonderful co-host, Future Guru 100, live in the building, along with Ebony. And call us when we do have friends on the line or any guests. We have 1 to 2 minutes to answer, you know what I mean? And if not, we'll move on to the next person. But we're going to go to the lines and see if we got French live on the line with us. 347, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking?
Lock the line that thing up.
But don't lie to me. I don't like lying.
347, you're live in the building. What's good? 347-232? 347-332?
Like a movie is playing in the background. I
don't like it. I don't know what's going on that side. We'll see. We'll see. From the 347 276, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking?
French.
Yo.
Yo, what up?
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's going on?
You know Montana back on the remix.
Is that French? Is that French Montana on the line with us?
What's going on?
Yo.
Uh-oh.
What's up with you,
man? Y'all hit it with them claps.
What's good? Hold up. Let's get some love to French Montana live on the line on Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is, man. Hell. What's goody, French? What's good with you, fam?
Ain't nothing, man. Cooling out, man. We curse on hell or what?
Man, you can do what you need to do, man.
What the fuck is
happening?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging this scene in the gangster lane. I got two of my wonderful co-hosts. You know what I'm saying? My boy, you know what I'm saying? Future Guru 100 representing Irvington, New Jersey. And my girl, Ebony, representing the California area. And I'm out here in the DMV. You know what I mean? You got any shout-outs and everything before we get into it, fam?
Yeah, I mean, you know. Shout out to everybody supporting that wave. That's all it is.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. I got off the phone with Lazy a few minutes ago. She said to send her shout outs and everything to you, fam.
Yeah,
and
shout out to Lazy. That's my baby girl. She got the mixtape game online. Shout out to Lazy.
Yeah, shout out to Lazy K Productions. Her to the whole squad. You know what I mean? Yeah, so Frenchie, man, you know, first and foremost, congratulations on the whole signing with Akon and everything with that whole thing, you know what I mean? For real.
Definitely, appreciate it.
Definitely. So if you're just tuning in right now on Lush Radio Online, we got the one and only French Montana live in the building. We on that wave right now.
Yeah.
We are so wavy.
Yeah.
So, French, man, what inspired you to get into the music game, man? What inspired you to get into the music game?
Pretty ladies, fast money, fast cars, big houses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Typical thing, man.
Doing it, you know. Only two kind of people get to live that life. I mean, three. If you're in the streets, if you're an athlete, or if you're a rapper.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's what it is. I fell in the rapper lane. I fell in two lanes, but the rapper one, I'm leaning more towards.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Friends, another quick question, you know, because I know you know, coming from like Arabic background and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? How was it hard, like, you know, telling your fam, how did your fam accept you, you know, getting into the music business and everything like that?
I mean, music is music. I don't think people look at you as no kind of way. Music is the only language you speak worldwide. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that everybody in the whole world listens to. It's music is one language. So it's kind of like, you know, fans like good music. As long as you keep giving them that, you're good everywhere.
Nah, I was talking about, like, you know, in regards to you coming from an Arabic background, just like family in general. How do they feel about you, you know, when you say, yo, this is what I'm trying to do right now? How they feel about
you? I don't have no family.
Oh, okay. All right, cool beans. All right, cool. All right.
I only got my mother. She's cool with it. She's cool with whatever that bring money on the table.
I don't
care hustling no more, so she good with it.
Yeah, that's why I was basically asking, how did your mother feel about it? So she was good with it. Okay.
Yeah, she good with it.
Okay, good money then. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my co-host live in the line. Ebony, you got a question for French?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, baby girl?
Yeah. Okay, my question to you is, as you're being in the rap game, what for people coming into the situation, what advice would you give them?
What's a new rapper?
Yeah, new artist coming in.
New rapper.
New artist. I mean, I still need advice. You feel me? It's like, you know, but, I mean, anybody coming in, you just got to know the cutthroat industry, you know what I'm saying? You just got to bring, you know what I mean, the same people you come up with, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't trust a lot of people in this shit. Don't smoke your mirror. That's all for there.
That's what's
up.
That's
what's up. All right. The more people try to bring you down.
That's real talk right there. You never lied about that one. French, we'll go ahead and throw it over to Future Guru representing the Irvington, New Jersey area. Guru, you got a question for French? Guru, you got a question for French?
Yo.
Guru, you got a question for French, fam?
I'm going to the next one. Who's next?
All right, all right. So we're going to go ahead and throw it to the next person. Money L. Money L, you got a question for French?
Yeah, man. Mr. Cocaine City DVD, man. What's going on, fam? It's Money L from Brooklyn.
What's going on, baby? Everything good?
Everything all good, man. Like I said, basically I just want to, like, give you mad props for what you're doing, man, because, like, I've been following a lot of your career, man. I done managed, I remember when you threw my man Icarus on your DVD, the Cocaine City joint, you know what I mean? That was
yeah,
going up
yeah,
right
definitely,
yeah. Yeah, that's my fan right there. I just want to, like, big up to see what you're doing, you know what I mean? Like I said, give me a love, mad respect to, you know what I mean, you dog, because you came from the bottom, like, you know what I mean?
Thank you big dog, bottom. Appreciate it.
No doubt, you know what I mean? I just want to give you some love, baby. Just keep doing your thing, dog.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Callers, if you're calling in, you got 1 to 2 minutes to ask your question, and we move on to the next person. Caller from the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, Flygerian, what's good? You got a question for French?
Frenchy, what's good, man?
What's going on, Pepe?
Smash with the cheese.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Man. Get that mac and cheese, too. We're driving 2 weeks.
Definitely. That's on me way. That's already on the way. Trying to figure out, man, what's good with the Max situation? What's good with that appeal?
I mean, as far as Max, you know, I can't really speak on his appeal. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, they kind of funny. Start talking about it. You know, the crackers don't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But everything looking good. You will be seeing my guy real soon.
No doubt. Look forward to that, man.
Other than that, man, yeah. You know what I mean? Keep bringing that wave, man. We loving your shit all over international, man. The Coke Boys, man, all day. You already know what it is, man.
You already know, my guy. Appreciate the support, man. Keep supporting that wave, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. On to the next one. Caller from the 347, AK Chop. What's goody, fam? You got a question for French? AK Chop, you there?
Yep. I'm here.
You got
hey,
a
yo,
question
French.
For French, fam?
Yo, French, the only thing I got a question for you, man. When you going to get down here and put real Marcy niggas on that Cocaine City, man?
Well, Marcy.
I'm loving your
Marcy
shit.
Project,
big giant. Listen. Big giant bees, man. You know what I mean?
Yo,
I am Marcy.
Yeah, definitely.
You heard?
Definitely,
I am Marcy. Come down to the living room. Come down to the living room. Sit on my couch. Let's get this popping.
Hey,
yo. You heard? I know you've seen some
damn.
Of my fam. You've seen a lot of my fam in that industry. Certain chains I pick out, you'll see them. Come down here to Marcy. You'll see what it is. No problem.
I'm from Marcy, niggas. I got a couple of Marcy niggas.
Believe me, I know you do, and I probably know who they are.
Exactly, definitely, man. But we can put something together. We just got to talk off air, you feel me?
Yeah. Listen, homie, I know you running around hard and shit like that. I'm grinding myself. I'm coming back up or whatever. But, yeah, man, you already know I'm going to send shouts to what you're doing, man. You know what I mean? Too black, too strong. You know what I mean?
Definitely, man.
That's what it is.
I know you know we in the street, so you already know, man. You know we're going to put it together. We're going to link. Real niggas always link, my nigga.
Exactly, son. I ain't one of these annihilator rappers, you heard?
Nah,
oh, man.
You heard?
That's a real hood nigga. I fuck with him.
That's what it is, man. AK Chop, you know. We got another caller. Caller from the 216. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's goody, fam? You're live with French.
Bam, what's good, L? What's good, Money L? Chops. What's good, French?
What's going on, Money L? Father. What's going on?
What's good, family? It's your boy, Wadat, man. I just wanted to give a shout out to the man, French Mont the Dime, man. Much love, man. Respect for you, B.
Definitely, man. Appreciate the love, big dog.
It's all good with this.
Man. Need that.
That's what it is.
Why,
Doc, can you tell everybody where you calling from, man? Your state and everything, man. Let them know what's goody.
Yo, I'm calling from Ohio. You know, the 216, you know, the boy, why that be?
That's what it is. Ohio, Cleveland in the building. I'm not champion live in the building. That's what it is. Callers, like I said, man, we live in the building. If you're just joining us, we got the one and only French Montana live in the building. So, French, man, you know what I'm saying? Tell us, you know, I know you recently signed Sky High, you know what I'm saying? ENT. You know, shout out to Sky High. We actually had them on the show also on Lush Radio Online, man. Tell us how that whole situation came about, fam.
Sky High just had their own style, man. They remind me of, like, Mobb Deep or M.O.P. Like they, you know what I mean? They rep the hood out there in Irvington. You know, I seen some of them. I was like, you know what, I'm going to fuck with y'all. I was never in a position to fuck with them like that. But, you know, I got my foot a little bit in the door. And I said, come on, y'all ready? He said, come on. I said, all right. So, you know what I mean? Since then, I've been clicking, making music.
That's what it is. And the other question, you know, I got, you know, shout out my girl, DJ Lazy K. How did you link up with, you know what I'm saying, Lazy? You know what I'm saying? I know you and, you know, Max, you know what I'm saying, used to, was rocking with them. But tell us how, you know what I'm saying, you guys linked up.
I linked up with Lazy. I think it was through Max. But I was fucking with Murder. Murder's her partner.
Yeah, shout out to Murder.
You know,
that's my big brother right there, yo.
Yeah, that's my guy. So definitely, shout out to Lazy and Murder. Those are my guys right there.
That's what it is. I'm gonna go ahead and play New York Minute featuring Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? We played it earlier, but I'm gonna play it because you on the line right now with us. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Let's get into it. We gonna go ahead and play that joint in a quick second. Callers, we gonna come back to y'all in a few seconds. Hang on the line. Line's blowing up retarded right now. French Montana live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to y'all guys in a few seconds, but we're going to go ahead and play that New York Minute, you know what I mean, with, you know, French Montana, also Jada Kiss on the joint. So we're going to play that in a quick second. If you're tuning in, you can call in at 347-826-7722. Call in, and, you know, guys, like I said, you have 1 to 2 minutes to ask your questions. If not, we move on to the next person. Gotta go ahead and get this joint out of the arsenal right now. Here we go. New York Minute.
Face crack, laid flat, and give everything that you made back. Eight clap, make a sun visor at your wave cap. Pray that New York Minute bring Mace back. Shame that really took eight flat. You know the game whack, and every last rap ahead try to bring the name back. It ain't rap, niggas better stay strapped. You can call the sticker balls, try to get your chain back. They thought the game was over when Big died, then homie Ho took it over. They shot Pac 5 times, years later, them balls took shine. That ain't even the least. Akon signed the hottest nigga in the street. We gave swag to the game, still and all. Everything could change.
Fighting for the spot, but I took that. Now I'm a kid with a Nicki Minaj book bag. Bitch, I've been hard since my part had a zigzag. Lil' King Bobo, these bitches are bozos. Oh no, eating them ding-dongs and ho-hos. I was just trying to bubble, get past promo. I ain't even asked them double XL promos. I remember how it felt when the Twin Towers fell. I was in the Trump Towers looking for some shower gel. Rappers are just beasts. That bundles will be deceived. Before they even get a cap and a damn gown. And it gotta be a heaven, cause Sean Bella never get to make it to his wedding. But the star will arise, and she'll originate from the streets of Southside.
Yo, you can get your wig cracked, kidnapped, bitch slap, a 2 to 4 can turn into a 6 flat. If that C4 to your mom's front door, hip rap, whole fan base can start thinking that your shit's whack. You can be at the gas station and get your whip jacked. Yeah, yeah, pay a nigga bread, get your shit back, right back. Everything can change just like that. Get pulled over on your way, bringing that white back. Rappers stop selling. Kim did a year and a day for not telling. Fox went deaf in 1 ear too. Shortly after that, she did a year too. I beat the case, not enough evidence. Get ready to see a black president. You could download a whole album. Now you see where these niggas get their style from. What?
Richard Warren.
Yeah, New York Minute, you know what I'm saying, featuring the one and only Nicki Minaj, French Montana, you know what I'm saying, and also Jada Kiss on Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying. We just had the one and only French Montana live on the line on Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying. We're opening the lines back up for Future Guru and Ebony, and we're going to go ahead and go see what's cracking. French, you still on the line with us? French, you still on the line with us? going on? Is French, you still on the line with us, Frenchie? French. I think you popped off for a second and everything. Like I said, you know what I'm saying, we just had the one and only French Montana live in the building, you know what I'm saying? And basically, you know what I'm saying, if you guys want to contact, you know, French for anything, you know what I'm saying, basically, French had to bounce. What I'm just hearing right now on the text is that he had to bounce. He had another interview going on, but we appreciate him for stopping through real quick. Jolie, the assistant, said basically if you want to contact French for any bookings or any interviews or anything like that, hit them up at 347-276-3949. Hit them up, you know what I'm saying, and see what's good with them, you know what I'm saying. So check out Frenchie, you know what I'm saying. And also hit up Jolie, J-O-L-I dot unique at gmail.com. And, you know what I'm saying, if you want any further information or updates on French Montana, and follow French Montana on Twitter. His Twitter name is French Montana, at French Montana on Twitter. Now we about to get into it with our boy Sha Stimuli. If you don't know, I'm going to let y'all know. He's a Brooklyn-based rapper, you know what I'm saying? He's known for his mixtapes, you know what I mean? And he actually, you know, was in the Source magazine around 2002, you know what I mean, on Unsigned Hype section. And also, he's the younger brother of the rapper Lord Digger, you know what I'm saying, who introduced him to, you know, B.I.G., Biggie, and Master Ace, you know what I'm saying. Your boy, you know, did a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, in the game. He was also signed to Virgin Records at one time, you know what I mean. And, you know, he's doing some real things. He's on the grind. He's going hard body. So, you know, he's about to be on the show with us in a few seconds. Sha Stimuli. So y'all better turn up your amps, turn anything up. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games, you know what I mean? So let's go to the phone lines and see what's cracking. I'm opening up the lines for Guru, our co-host from Irvington, New Jersey, and my girl Ebony live in the building. So let's go to the lines and see if we got our boy Sha Stimuli live on the line. Sha Stimuli, is you live on the line? 917, what's goody?
Yo, what it is?
What it is this the boy in the building? What's good, fam?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane. That's all. Let me go ahead and show you some Lush Radio love, baby, real quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Very good. That's big. Sound like a lot of people.
Yeah, it's mad people, man. They showing you mad love. It's mad people on the line right now, too.
There is. Yeah.
That's what it is, man. So I mean, Sha, you do, you know what I'm saying? You doing a lot of big things out there in BK, man. My man True Son Ali, you know what I'm saying, our neighborhood artist, you know what I'm saying, actually told me to send you a shout out, fam. Say what's
okay,
goody when you're comfortable.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Peace to God. Yeah.
That's what it is, man. So, you know, before we get into it, you got any shout outs, fam?
Shout out everybody that's paying attention, man. Everybody that's supporting real music, man. My DJ Victorious. Everybody that's been, you know, following my movement and just supporting anything out there that's real and living out a dream. I'm with you.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So player. What enticed you and drew you to getting into the hip hop game? I know your brother was a producer. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the guy. But, you know, was that more mainly it, or was that, you know, you just felt like that was your calling?
As a kid, you know, being around the Juice Crew and being around Matt Ace and Digga and all these people, you know, it made me feel like it was something that was real, you know. At that time, hip-hop wasn't, I would say, as popular for everybody to just jump in. So it was something that was close to my heart. But, you know, it took, I think, Biggie's passing for me to really feel like I could be an artist. I think I was such a fan of his, and I felt like he left such a void that I wanted to help fill it, you know. And something just snapped in me in 97. I was just, like, going hard, just really coming up with different songs and concepts. And I was still, you know, I was in college, but I was like, you know, this is something that I really felt like doing. And at that point, it felt like a calling.
What it is, that's what it is. I heard you was kind of nice up there playing that basketball, though, son.
I was decent back then. I'm okay now. I was probably I was probably better then, but I still play every week because, you know, everything else makes me so crazy. Basketball is like my release, so I still do it.
That's what it is. So if you wasn't doing the MCing, would you be playing basketball?
I think I made that choice probably around 98, 99. To continue doing music and not, like, travel with the team. And I probably would have gone hard with it, either that or I would have been a teacher or something like that, because I enjoy reaching people, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Well, for those people out there, somebody asked me in the chat room, they said, what did you study in college?
I studied radio and television and communication.
Okay. Watch out now. All right. Sookie now.
I graduated with honors, too. Like, I was cum laude or whatever you call it.
Wow. Okay. You know, I might have to give you some more class for that. I salute you for that. You know, educated. That's what I'm talking about. Ow. Sookie now. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my girl, Ebony, representing the California area, one of my other beautiful co-hosts. Ebony, you got a question for Shy Stimuli.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Just enjoying the California weather. But my question to you is, dealing with the rap game, what would you say was one of the hardest mountains that you had to climb?
Wow. The hardest? Damn. I think getting the record deal was probably, after getting the record deal was probably the toughest moment. For me, because, you know, you work so hard, it's like a goal that you can see, you know, getting the record deal. Mm-hmm. For everybody out there that's like trying to get on or trying to get signed, I think in 2003, 2004, you could see it happening. You know, there was a chance that, you know, you could get in that office and they'd give you the contract and you make it through the doors. I think once I made it through the door, that became the toughest moment because you have to have so much in order and so much already established as far as your plan or what you want to say to the world, your plan of attack, marketing-wise, everything just has to be down and set so that when the industry takes you one way, you know which way you want to go. And to be honest, I didn't have that, you know. I just wanted to be hot. I just wanted to be the hottest dude out. So when Virgin signed me, I was ready to do whatever, you know. Whatever the single that they liked, I said, all right, let's go, you know. Whichever direction they would have pulled me in, I kind of knew what I wanted to do, but my team, we weren't on the same page, and as a result, it didn't work out.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Future Guru out there in Irvington, New Jersey. Guru, you got a question for Shy Stimuli, fam?
Yeah, congratulations on everything you're doing, fam.
Thank you. I work with?
Yeah, the producers you're working with and who you're working with as far as other MCs.
Okay. Well, on the album I dropped called My Soul to Keep, which is on iTunes right now, I work with Just Blaze, The Real Focus, Jay Cardam, who I'm doing a CD with, my brother, Lord Digger, M Phases, who's real ill. Who else? A couple of other people.
I heard you also work with Knots, and I know Rod Dick is working with Knots too.
Yeah, Knots is ill, man. I'm trying to get back up with Knots, man. He's real nice. Was for this one, I'm working with Needles. I'm actually in Atlanta right now, trying to get with Needles and Focus.
That's what's up, dude. Dude got some fire out there, yo. Needles got some fire.
Yeah. I'm gonna go in with Jay Cardam again. And a lot of new dudes, man. Whoever can give me some heat. Dude out of Scotland named Josh Too. You know, he got two joints on the album. I went out to England, collaborated with DJ Snips. I'm just working it. As far as artists, on the album I got Freeway, Young Chris, my boy Torre. I don't know who I'm gonna get on this one. I did something with Sheik and Joe Button. Probably put that out. Also, I'm gonna see if I can get back up with Maino. And whoever's willing to work, man. Like I'm not picky. I'm just a fan of music, so it's whatever.
That's what it is. Man, we might have to link you up with my homeboy out there in the UK, DJ Ames, and we got another producer out in Germany, Vance Beats and stuff. He had to slide you some stuff out there too, fam.
Okay.
And we dealing with your man Vinny out there, you know what I'm saying, Vinny, and covering chill trees out in Jersey with the Swamp Team. We got a couple of cats, man. Definitely got to slide you some stuff. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and open the line up to some of these callers out here that's waiting patiently on the line. You know what I'm saying? 347, you're live on the line, Money L. What's good, fam?
What's good, Les? What's good, Scott Simula?
What up, man? What up?
I'm out here in Brooklyn. I'm on some projects, baby. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Good.
I've been following this brand or something, too. Now, I mean, I ran in the game or something, too. Now, I mean, I was managing Icarus one time when I think y'all had, like, around the same buzz. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what it is.
And, you know, I congratulate you, man. You're still doing your thing from back then. So, you know what I mean? And you're a Brooklyn native. You know what I mean? But I congratulate you on that, you know what I mean? But I got to link you with my artist now, AK Shop, you know what I mean? Coming out from Brooklyn, man, Marcy Project. Him and GK
right,
got an album. You know what I mean?
Cool, I'm with that.
Yeah, that's it. We got to bring Brooklyn back, man, you know what I mean? It ain't about the game, it's about our brother, bro. And it's like a lot of people thinking like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they dropping albums and whatever, but they're not repping where they from. That's why,
right.
Like I was telling Les earlier, you know what I mean? I'm bigging up Joel Ortiz for doing what he's doing now, you know?
Definitely.
That's what it is. We'll definitely, you know, get that linked up. We'll send you Money L's Twitter and everything. I'm going to send you that so y'all can link up and do how y'all do, you know what I'm saying? And make that situation happen. Chop, I know Chop's on the line. Chop, you still there, fam?
Yep.
You got a question for Sha?
One thing I got a question for you is basically, what gives you the drive or the energy, you know, to ignore other people and to say focus on what you striving for?
It's not the easiest thing in the world because in my position, like you got a lot of artists like myself that are saying something, and
yeah,
when you say something on record, there's always you know, a double-sided thing that comes with it where you want to feed your family with music, and it's not always, that opportunity's not always there, and you see the stuff that's out there that many people are profiting off of, that's a little different. When certain things break through, like you see a Jay Electronica record hit the radio, or Jay-Z assigned a J. Cole, or even somebody like Drake who's not representing so much negativity, and being able to reach that forefront, you know, it keeps you going. Other than that, I just don't want to leave the earth without saying as much as I can or really leaving a stain. And to me, once Biggie passed, I got real paranoid about that, and I haven't stopped since. You know, that's just my thing. I don't have any kids. I just want to keep on doing music that people identify with. So every Twitter message, every Facebook message literally keeps me going another day.
That's what it is. And that's definitely the other thing and I was going to say to you was, what else was I going to say to you also? The other thing I was going to say to you is that we're definitely proud of your grind and everything that you're doing. Can you throw out your Twitter, since it is Follow Fridays, throw that Twitter out, that Facebook and everything, so people can, you know, definitely check for you and contact you?
Yeah, it's real simple, S-H-A-S-T-I-M-U-L-I, S-H-A-S-T-I-M-U-L-I, follow me on Twitter. My Facebook is the same thing, but I actually am out of, I reached my friend limit on my page, like my regular page, but you can still become a fan of Shot Simulator, but my friends, I hit 5,000. I actually got like 500 requests. I'm not really that popular, so I don't know how that happened. But...
That's what it is. You popping, man. They definitely feeling you. They see what you got going on in your movement, you know. So that's what it is, man. And, you know, I want to talk about, because, you know, we actually had Master Ace. I've actually had him on the show twice, once by himself and the other time with Ed OG and Special Ed. So how was it meeting, you know, my big brother Master Ace, and also meeting Biggie? How was that experience for you?
Well, I didn't just meet Ace. Ace was like part of the family when I was a kid. You know, that was
okay.
I was on the Slaughterhouse album in 94 was that
one? Yeah, I know you was on the Slaughterhouse album, but you know what I'm saying, I know that was like family, but I'm just saying, like, you know, the experience and just, you know, me and him and working with him and all that.
Yeah, it was great. Like I mean I was in awe. You know, I was in the studio a lot. I met Big Daddy Kane when I was, you know, running around with Ace and Mr. C back then. You know, I was just loving it. Like I was loving being in the studio all the time. It really, really made it a part of who I was as a person. You know, as a kid, it really like seeped into my veins and my pores. And me and Ace got to actually judge Freestyle Friday together on 106 and Park. So every time I see him, you know, it's just real nostalgic. And I don't think he knows how much he had an influence on me doing it. But he was a great influence on me, as well as Biggie. The few times I met him, as cool as he was and as down to earth, and just seeing that, although I heard his music on the radio, he was still struggling working on that album. Even that was a wake up call, you know. It was just seeing him being in there and they were sharing Chinese food and not really having bread like that. That's something that a young kid needed to see, because I was like, okay, everything I see on TV is not, you know, not what it is. And these artists are working hard, so, you know, that helped me out.
That's real talk right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's real talk right there. And the other thing I wanted to also touch on, you know, working with your brother, how much of a influence was that on you with your music career?
Well, that was everything, man. I gotta thank him because he took me places he didn't have to, you know. We're a lot of years apart, but he still was able to bring me to the studio and different shows that he was doing. And he was signed to Atlantic in 95 and would just bring me everywhere. And I would just soak everything up, man. Like, it was a great thing for me to just be there and absorb it. Like, he's one of the people that told me to, you know, to intern somewhere and pay my dues, because I was thinking I was just going to just get a deal just because I was good. And I ended up interning at Rockefeller Records in 97. And got signed by the same person that interned me, you know, 7-8 years later. So my brother definitely helped me out a lot. Like, and to this day, still, you know, he's still there whenever I need him.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We're going to go to some of your music. Real quick. And then we're going to get back to the callers. We're going to open the line for some more callers on the line. But right now we're going to go to this song, My Girl and Stuff. You're going to tell us a little brief synopsis on that one, you know?
All right, cool. It's produced by M Phases. I don't even remember what I sent y'all. But this is it's a joint. Just I think I have so many misogynistic records in my short career, so I kind of just put this on here just for the you know, the girls and anybody out there just that got somebody in their life, you know. So. Produced by M Phases. He's out of Australia. my girl.
That's what it is. We actually trying to find this joint in the arsenal because we got so many songs. This joint is crazy. But we definitely got this song in the arsenal. I'm looking for this joint right now. But I'm going to go ahead and let one more caller go ahead and ask a question so I can actually find this joint in here. Caller from the 216, Cleveland, Ohio, Y.Lil B. You got a question for Sha?
Yeah, I got a question. I just wanted to know, as an established and successful artist as yourself, and seeing that you got the brain smart that you got for individuals that's new and coming up and looking to be in the same position as you were when you signed your first deal, what type of advice and encouragement can you give them in the game right now?
Well, what I was talking about before as far as establishing what you want to say, to me that's the biggest thing I can really focus on, because as good as I thought I was, or I think I am, at putting words together and making songs, to the label, people out there looking for a selling point. So they're going to try to, you know, find a marketing scheme in order to sell you because you become a product. And it's really, really important for you to understand or figure out what you want to do in the business, what you want to say, why you're doing it ultimately, because that will dictate all your other moves. That dictates what your single sounds like. That dictates what you wear. That dictates how hard you're going to go as far as your live performance, or if you're just going to be in the studio. And the main thing right now is that artists are becoming, I think, more real and more vulnerable. And hip-hop has always been, you know, hard on fake and people not being who they are. So I think those are the things that I would really say focus on, like being yourself, outside of getting better. That's another thing I would definitely stress as well. And really finding your market, you know, getting the people around you to support who you are, support what you do, getting a strong team that understands how the internet works and if you're going to go target radio, and really, really how you want to be remembered and how you want to be viewed in the business, because that will take you further than anything else.
That's real talk right there. You couldn't say it any better. I got the song right here, My Girl, and we'll be back in a second for more questions. Stimuli on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart. Never been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt about it. I know the topic came up, I know I bounced around it, but I set my game up and I'm kinda proud that I finally found her. I mean you, I mean us, I mean we. I'm done with the fun and games. Way back this song would've had 20 names, and every line, every chick would've been just the same. Girl, it's you and I, see how I used to lie. They responded to the stimuli. Once they saw the meal came Biggie size, they would get hypnotized and ask me for one more chance. But I'm gone now, they don't understand. They show the yo, my girl.
Baby, it's not hard to see.
You know I got you open, girl. Don't front. You know I got you open, girl. No fronting on my side. I'm focused, girl. You turn me on every day like I'm Oprah, girl. You intellectual, witty, a good combo of sexy and pretty. Those nights I'm caressing your kitty, watching reruns of Sex in the City. It got my head getting dizzy just thinking about it. Woo! See, with me, I'm a different dude. I don't gotta stick and move just to switch your mood. You can sit and cool out in the living room. I'll be in the kitchen, food cooking, but the dinner's you.
You know I put it down. I might throw you on the table or the counter. You in my world. And you know I lift frowns. Get you wet enough to make a fish drown. Cause you my girl.
Baby, it's not hard to
Than you, and there's nobody else on the planet that can do what I do, so you should let me make you feel new, it'll be us, just us two, no more stress, no bad news, whatever you go through, I'm your dude, and you're my dog.
You just heard it, my girl. Shot Stimuli. Man, that joint was nice, man. What are you trying to do to the ladies over there, fam? What are you trying to do to the ladies? That was a hot song right there, fam. For real.
I got all types of different types of things, so I had to do something nice for them, you know.
Man, that was a real sexy joint right there, you know. You know, them ladies might want to snatch you up after hearing that joint.
I'm
gonna go ahead and see what the callers think about it. Money L, what you think about that joint, fam? You still there, Money L? Okay. Ebony, what you think about it?
Hello? I put that to my email.
For that to your email, you gonna put that in your iPod?
Put it on my iPad, or actually, I'm gonna put it on my phone, on my MP3 player on my phone.
Oh, that's a new ringtone.
Yeah, that's my new ringtone. You know, I get one almost every other week, so yeah, that's my new ringtone.
Yeah, baby. Money, yeah, you back on the line with us? What did you think about that joint, fam? Money, yeah, you back on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now, man. What you think about that song, fam?
I was saying, yo, it's a hot record, man. He know what to do, man. He know how to get to them ladies. You got to make them songs for them ladies, man. Biggie did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
LL did it.
That's for real. That's what it is.
I ain't hating on it. That's the truck, man. I like that record.
That's what it is. 908, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online, man. What you think about that song?
It's Future Guru 100 on Twitter.
Guru, what you think about that song?
I want to download it, man, and then talk to him about, you know, how we do online, man, you know, because I know he got the Twitter popping, so if he followed me back, I can show him something. I'm all business right now. I'm in business mode. My man is popping. I feel it.
Yeah.
We can work with it, man. I keep it real. I'm on some.
Your phone breaks, Guru.
Yeah, I said we can talk off the air, man. I want to help him out with the joint, man. We could go on people's doorsteps with that record and tell them what it is out here.
That's what it is. That joint is definitely a hot one. Caller from the block number, you're live on the line on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, family? Caller from the block line, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, family? All righty then. That joint is definitely hot, man, for real. Like, real talk, like, you know, the ladies need that. But, you know, it's a real song. It's a real constructed song, and you making songs. And some people don't know how to make songs anymore. And that one right there is already stuck in my head. You know, you may have me humming that joint after the show.
That's what it is. is. If I had some money, I'd be on radio, man, you know.
Hey, man. Hey, look, you know, Lush Radio Online, man, we support real music on here. And we don't just, you know, stick with the hip-hop. We play everything. So we support real people that's doing real things. And we done had a lot of, you know, big stars on here. And, you know, we done had independence. But we want to shine a light on people that don't get the recognition, that need to get that recognition like you do. You know what I'm saying? So salute you and what you're doing over there.
I appreciate it, man. This is beautiful. Definitely beautiful.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So, you know, Shy, you know what I'm saying? Being in the industry, you know, we got our ups and downs. What do you feel was your hardest adversity that you had to deal with in the game?
I think the hardest thing was probably going through the transition between Virgin and Def Jam for me. You know, a lot of people probably don't really know the story, but, you know, I was signed to Virgin. Everything was all great, and my A&R left to go to Def Jam, Lenny S., and was supposed to bring me along with him. And just really during that time, I went through a period of it's kind of like you have a team with you as far as Virgin is concerned, and then they think you want to leave. So I was stuck in between two labels, and that was the first time I experienced industry politics where I kind of lost control of my own situation. And I think that was the toughest thing, because it's like your dream comes true in one moment, and then it's almost snatched from you. So that waiting period turned into 2 years of me not being as prominent as I was, or online, or in people's faces, and thinking that I was going to resurface on Def Jam and everything was going to be great. But, you know, it didn't happen that way. And now I'm independent, just dropped an album on Chamber Music /E1, you know, formerly Koch. So I can't really complain about anything. Like, people have never experienced things that I've experienced. You know, I performed in Africa, England. You know, I've been across the country just doing what I do, and I haven't worked a job in years just doing music. So this is, you know, I'm blessed for that reason. So anything I've gone through is not that bad, you know.
That's what's up. What part of Africa did you do something in? Because, you know, I'm Nigerian, so you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I was in Morocco. I was up north.
That's what it is, Morocco. Shout out to Morocco. I got a couple of Moroccan friends out there and stuff. Donnie Goins said, shout out to you, fam, also.
Yeah, that's my dude. We just did a record together. I just saw his video, too. It was very, very hot.
Yeah, man. You know, you're getting a lot of love out here, man, for real. You need to know that. A lot of people love you, man, for real.
I need it. I appreciate it. No, I really do. Like, because, I mean, I don't want to say the game is hard or it's tough or whatever, but, you know, sometimes you don't know what you're doing. Like, you don't know who you're reaching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always good to get it. It's always good to know that people are listening, or people care, or people are going through what you're going through, or anything like that. Because, you know, I make probably what people would call struggle music, where I'm vulnerable. I talk about what goes on in my world and other people's worlds, and it's always good for me to know that someone's listening. So I don't take it for granted.
Well, the good thing is that my whole squad, you know, Future Guru 100, Ebony, Cookie, you know, shout out to Cookie, my program manager, that actually, you know, set up all of the interviews for this week. You know, they keep their ears to the street, so they let me know, and I listen to it, you know, and if it's good, I say, all right, let's go, let's rock with it. But they keep their ears to the streets, because, you know, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, you know, so when they say it's good, and I listen to it, and it's good, you know, let's rock with it. So we appreciate you and salute you, man, for real.
Thank you.
That's what it is. We got another joint call sometimes.
Right.
You want to talk a little bit about this jump off?
Yeah, this is produced by Jay Cardam. It's like one of the last records on the album. It's an everyday human record. I want to do a video for it just so people can get the kind of the idea where I was going. But, you know, in this business, I think people forget that rappers are real people. And as far as I'm concerned, like, I just want to stress the human factor a lot. So sometimes I feel certain ways and other times I don't.
and you know, people are never really one way. So I just wanted to make a record about it. So I think it's probably one of the most relatable records I've done. And even if you don't feel it musically, or you know, you think I'm whack or something, I think you still might find some words in there that you can kind of agree with. So produced by J. Carlum, it's called Sometimes.
That's what I'm gonna go into this in this song real quick, but my program manager has something to say to you, sir. Cookie.
Hi, Sean. I just have one question. What are your plans for this year, like concerning music? Like, what are your plans?
I was only gonna drop one CD. This joint called Unsung, Volume 1, The Garden of Eden. But now. I've been doing a couple of relationship records, and previously I did a CD called A Breakup and one called Love Jones. So I'm going to do the proposal. That's going to be like the third series of that, with just like R&B remixes and, you know, some relationship songs, sort of like the My Girl song. And I've been rapping over the beats from My Soul to Keith, and I'm going to do an overtime series of those freestyles. And then I'm going to drop Unsung, and then I might retire.
Okay. So do you see yourself doing anything else besides, you know, rapping, as far as, like, you know, anything else in the entertainment industry, like acting or something like that?
Yeah, I'm actually, people have been saying they saw me in the movie Fighting. I had a
Really?
Yeah, I was, I did some background in there. I had some words, but the words didn't make it to the film. But I'm actually out here in Atlanta right now doing an independent film, shooting that tomorrow. Yeah, so acting is like one of my passions. That was my minor in school. Other than that, I'm writing. I just wrote a book. I'm always on my website, shastimulat.com, and Facebook, and Hip Hop Game writing blogs. So I just put a lot of those together and wrote a book. So I'm working on different things and trying to find, you know, my true calling. Hip hop is I think a beginning for me.
Right.
So every day I'm searching.
That's what it is. We're going to go ahead and go into this song Sometimes, and we'll be back with your man, Shy, in the building on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's my soul, so I can say what I want. Look, sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, sometimes I love rhyming, sometimes it gets me sick, sometimes I want to skip the struggle and just be rich, win the lottery or something, or move a couple of bricks, but shit. Sometimes I think about jail, when I get letters from my dog in the mail. Sometimes I feel like I failed, because I'm eating, gaining weight. But my dude next to me is starving, staring at my plate. Sometimes I want to reach him, sometimes I want to teach him. Tell the kids, stay in school, study hard, live decent. But I was raised in these streets where either we moving keys, shooting threes, or you weak. Sometimes I think how long I've been doing music. Back when I couldn't get a BCD from any producer. Makes me think about why I'm still doing it. Sometimes it's for the children, they the future. Other times it's for the loot. I know you looking at me wishing that you had my job. Thinking, oh, it can't be that hard to put words together and find more words to rhyme with those. But sometimes at 5 o'clock I wish I could go home. You lucky. We're not lucky, but your life has simplicity. Mine doesn't, and I'm so contradictory. One day I want to help, give to charities, spread out the wealth. Next day, I want to make it, spend it all on myself. That's so real.
Sometimes I don't want to be alone. Sometimes I want to be on my own. Sometimes I want to have it and drink. Sometimes I want to smoke it, just sit there and think about what my life. Knowing I'ma die. Don't know when, don't know why.
Yeah.
No, I can't change. No, I can't cry, but I sit there a lot of things through my mind sometimes.
I think about my people's division, vice lords, gangster disciples, blooding and crippin'.
And would we be tripping on getting ice? If we were still out fighting for civil rights. Sometimes I'm up at night thinking about my career. I wonder will I make it this year. Sometimes I wish the label wasn't so scared of making something like this a single. But in the club this ain't what I wanna hear. Some rhymes I wanna be like Mos Def and Kweli. Another verse I sound like M.O.P. God listen to me. Just popping at people that's hating on me mean eventually it's meant that the devil is waiting on me, huh? This days I'm quoting biblical scriptures. Other days I walk around toting militant pistols. I spot a happy couple thinking, ooh, I want a commitment. But then I see a fat ass and think I want someone different. Sometimes I want a hoe, sometimes I like the trick. Sometimes I want a woman, sometimes I want a bitch. Sometimes I want somebody I can really kick it with. Other times I want a girl that won't say shit. I really want to bless you with knowledge. You want to vote, I want to break down the electoral college. But who the hell cares, I'll just tell you some garbage. Bust guns, stack one, sell drugs, hit the club, that'll get you much farther, you know?
Sometimes I don't wanna be alone, sometimes I wanna be on my own, and sometimes I wanna have me a drink, sometimes I wanna smoke it, just sit there and think about what my life, knowing I'ma die, don't know when, don't know why, no I can't change, no I can't cry, but I'm living in a lot of things through my mind.
Sometimes I wanna be so famous I can't go to the mall, sometimes I don't wanna be noticed at all. I wanna fall so deep in love, I forget other broads. But then I get a phone call from a shorty with no drawers. Sometimes I want a smart girl with a nice brain. Other times I just want some nice brain. Or a light rain, then a bright sun. Sometimes I wanna have a daughter or a bright son. It don't matter, sometimes I want a Benz or maybe a Cadillac. Sometimes I want to turn back time and bring daddy back. Sometimes I want real estate, stocks and property. Other times I'm on some nigga shit. Chains and watches, pieces and bracelets. Had my budget on colored diamonds with the transparent settings. I told you I'm sometimey. Sometimes it's Benny Hanna. Sometimes it's Wendy's McDonald's. Sometimes I'm making you dead. Sometimes I tell you my problems, y'all don't understand. Sometimes I feel up, sometimes I feel down, some days I feel like I still wanna get around. Sometimes I wanna be mainstream, other days I'm underground. I wanna be on a big screen, next day I wanna be found. Some days I don't wanna wake up, some nights I can't go to sleep. At times I wanna be myself, other days I don't wanna be me. If you feel like me, throw your hands to the sky. Sometimes
it's your boy Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you already know. You already know.
This is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What? Peace. This is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What? You didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
That's what it is. We live back in the building, and that was Man, I'm speechless off that song right there. Like, that was so real right there, Shy. Like, that was, like, a real song. Because sometimes we do feel like that, man. And,
right, that's what I was saying.
And, you know, off that song, like, I mean, I don't know if you get this a lot, man, but I don't even invite a lot of people back on the show, but I might have to invite you back on the show because I'm loving your style. And, you know, I got to ask you something real serious right here, Shy. Can I ask you something?
Sure, go ahead.
Shy, will you marry me, son? Like, let me stop messing with you, man. But that song got me open, man. I love that song right there, fam. For real. All
right. Appreciate that.
For real, man. That's some real hot stuff right there. And just, you know, you being so intelligent and articulate with your words, you know what I'm saying, the transition, like, and the track is hot. And everybody can relate to that right there, man. You know, that's what hip-hop's missing, man, for real. That's what hip-hop is missing. And we definitely got to connect you with the whole squad, man, because when we do the best of Lush Radio, Hot or Not, I definitely need you on that mixtape, my dude, for real.
Definitely. I'm with whatever right now.
That's what it is. Ebony.
Yeah.
Stop.
How'd you feel about that? That made you want to marry him too, huh?
You'll put on a spot.
No,
like
No, but it was real. It was really real. I was definitely feeling that track. You know, it was a lot of adversity going on in there. You know what I'm saying? It's thoughts that people feel, but he just put it on wax. So I'm definitely feeling that. I definitely can appreciate that. So we definitely need to have that on the Hot or Not mixtape, definitely. And send that one to me, too.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Guru. Guru, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, I like the track, and I tell them we can let the girls go ahead and marry them, and I'm going to help you bring it to their doorstep, man. I'm on that.
Let's do it.
I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I'm on my real live vibe message right now. I'm on my message board with you, man, so we can support the movement, man. That's what we do at Lush Radio, man. We all about that heavy promotion. We don't do light promotion. We in the streets with ours, man. We just we not small-time promoters. We think big. We want vehicles wrapped and everything. We do all that for you, man. So just check us out on Twitter. I just followed you on Twitter, by the way. So everybody listening, it's Sha Stimuli on Twitter. That's Sha Stimuli on Twitter. And watch us get it in, man. You're going to want to love us and work with us, man. Let's do it, man.
Guru off the hook. Your money out. What did you think about the song, fam?
Yeah, that's what I got to say about the song, fam. I like that record because, you know, like I was telling Les a while ago and Guru, the music business is so fake that you don't really get the music that we was getting in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? So me hearing that, it's like you're not following the norm. Like you doing music on what you think that you feel like need to be, you know what I'm saying? And I like that. Like, and that's what I'm promoting right now, too, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, shit, man. We got to work together, too, man. I'm doing a project. I'm doing a project called the Monty Project. Entirely produced by Vinny Idol. Like, he introducing Gita K and my boy AK Chop to the game. You know what I'm saying? Gita K was on Rockefeller before, but, you know what I'm saying? But Vinny got a whole new thing going on. So maybe we could connect one time and we could do the Vinny Idol present stock similar project, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I used some Vinny Idol stuff before, too. So we worked together.
Okay, so we could definitely get it done in Providence, you know what I mean? So we all connected.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Back to people, man. Man, it's Cookie has another question for you, Sha. You know,
okay.
I can't keep her waiting because I don't want her to fight me. Cookie.
Hey, Sha, I have a friend. And she really likes you forever, and she just wanted me to ask, are you single, or are you, you know? Sorry I'm asking you that, but she just really wanted to ask because she loves you so much in your music.
Get out of here. I never heard that before.
It's crazy. She just wanted to know, just out of curiosity.
Okay. No, I'm not married. But I have people that would be mad if they heard that I was single. I don't know.
she knows because she's probably listening.
Yeah, I'm so used to saying Sha Stimuli is, you know, single and available, and all of that type of stuff, like separating the two people.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you get to a point where it's like, whatever.
Okay.
He on the spot right now. He on
the like, that was coming out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, off with that.
He loves, you know.
I appreciate the love, you know. Follow me on Twitter. the album is on iTunes. It's on Amazon. You know, you can get one song, 99 cents, whatever, you know. Shout out to a lot of artists is always available until you're not.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, hey, man, I told you, man, you got some admirers out there, Sha. You don't know. They looking, watching you.
Yep.
I really don't. I'm not just saying that. Like, I don't. When I do shows, I don't even tell people because I like to do shows where people don't really know who I am, and I'm getting the crowd over. So I don't know at all.
That's what it is. But, you know, the music speaks for itself, man. You definitely writing some serious songs that everybody in the world can relate to, you know. Do you plan on doing, like, a world tour or something like that?
I would love to do everything. Let me just explain to the people how important it is to have a team behind you. When I got my record deal, I had a crew of people that really believed, and we went hard. And it was one of those things that I didn't take for granted, but you don't see it until it's not there. Now, I don't have as many people playing up those roles, but, again, I would love to have a world tour, a movement behind me, anything, man. But until I can, this is my voice. This is my tool. So I don't take this lightly. I want to thank you guys, Lush, for just me to talk.
Well, you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, you know, it's not like you can't get it back. You know, we definitely got a strong team on Lush Radio Online, whether it be, you know, promo or any sort. We also, you know, definitely, you know, have other people that assist us, you know, in the whole entire movement. And, hey, Lush Radio, you know, we got your back, man, if you accept us, you know. Holla at us. We got you, you know. Just let us know what's cracking, you know, because we definitely want to support what you got going on. And the other thing, for these up-and-coming artists getting into the music industry, what kind of advice do you have for them?
You know, like I said before, really focus on what it is that you want to say to the people. I think now there's so much going on as far as the way technology is changing. You know, my first meeting with an A&R, I think I had a cassette tape or a CD or whatever. Now you don't even have to go to the offices. You know, they can go check on your page and Google you and see how many views and hits you have. So it's so many different ways to break into the game. But, again, I would just stress, know who you are. You know, if you want to wear tight jeans and
oh, man, he said the tight jeans thing. I got to think about the tight jeans. That stuff is crazy, yo. Yo, I don't even know how they breathe. You know, I don't want to get too graphic. I don't know how they breathe down there with them things on. But anyway, that stuff is crazy. But, you know, that's true, man. You know, you got to know yourself in this business because a lot of people don't know themselves. And you got to find your niche in this game because not everybody is built to be an MC. Not everybody is built to be an artist, you know. You got to definitely find your niche in this game. And Sha, man, any new things that we need to look out for coming from the camp and everything? Sha, any new things we need to look out for? You still there with us, Sha?
I think we lost him.
I think we might have had lost him. I guess so. I don't know. I guess we might have had lost him. But we definitely, you know, hopefully we can get him back on the line. But if not, we definitely want to shout out all the callers and everybody that definitely supports Lush Radio Online. We want to thank everybody that, you know, came through. We want to shout out French Montana that came through on the show. And shout out to Sha Stimuli, our co-host, Ebony and Future Guru, and our program manager, Cookie. Look out because we got a lot of hot interviews coming on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have Tanisha Arnold that played Pam on Martin and also the mother on Everybody Hates Chris. We got a lot of things that's popping, that's going to be going on. So watch out for it. It's not a game. Lush Radio Online, we here. And please, y'all, make sure you follow our program manager because she's the one that goes hard body. And we do our things on the side. My co-hosts do our things, but she's the one that keeps us in line and you know, and goes hard body for those interviews for us, you know, throughout the week. So we definitely, you know, want to shout her out. Cookie, you know, if I didn't tell you before, we appreciate you and we love you, man, on Lush Radio Online for everything that you do, seriously.
Thank you, sis. I really love you, too. And Shaw Stimuli, he's still on the line.
Okay, we're going to see if we can get him back on the line and stuff, but I don't know if the switchboard, because I think we kind of ran out of our time, you know. But if not, I just want to say that we invite him to come on the show again. You know, we invite him to come on the show again, you know, later on. But let me see if I can open up the line. Let me open up the line. Shaw, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, all right. I was just trying to make sure, because we got actually, you know, close to wrapping it up. But I'm going to ask everybody, you got any final thoughts, people? Oh, for Shaw, before we get off the show, Money L, you got final thoughts for Shaw Stimuli before we get off the show?
Nah, man, I already say, like, keep it up, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at the end of the rainbow, there are a pot of gold, man. Not literally, but you know what I mean. Just keep it up, man. And hopefully we'll work together in the future.
Yeah, let's do it.
Man, I wish it was a pot of gold. I want some. I need to find me a leprechaun or something, man. For real. Ebony, your final thoughts with Shy?
Appreciate your music. Just keep bringing it back and definitely come back to the show.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
That's what it is. Google, your final thoughts with Shy?
You already know, man. Just follow me back, man. I got you, man. Just follow me back. You see what we do. I got you. All
right, I did it. Yeah.
All right.
That's what it is. Cookie, your final thoughts with Shaw?
Thank you for coming on, and we love you, and we hope to have you again.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
That's what it is. And Shaw, is there any way we could get a Lush Radio exclusive? Can we get an exclusive freestyle? Real quick, is that possible? Can we get that, you know? Can we get that real quick?
Like right now?
Like right now, like right this second, can we get that real quick, exclusive?
Okay. I don't know how, will it sound crazy on
Nah, there? You can go ahead and get it in, you know what I'm saying? No beat, raw, take it back to when they was beating on the table, you know what I'm saying, raw, riggedy, raw.
That's what it is. You said no beat, huh?
No beat, raw, riggedy, raw, off the top of the dome. It don't have to be a 16, just a little snippet, you know what I'm saying? Just give it to him real quick. That's radio exclusive.
All right. Finally, I'm feeling like rapping fiends, magazines, human beings, the CMI, passion for, rapping on, spazzing on, killing mics, half my songs, this is life, look at me, this is right, this is death. This is me, mixtape, this is not. People thought, critics talk. Some have heard that I would flop, hated on, waiting on, want to see if I'm a stop, I'm a drop, watch how I transform, optimist, prime style, rhyme style, one half, optimist, other half, pessimist, MC, nemesis, this is my genesis, better yet, exodus, wait, no, exorcist, only exception is I make your head turn. What would y'all just learn? Stimuli who you can't criticize, truth, this is real, what I do, your favorite spitter times two. Yeah.
Damn! This is another Lush Radio. What?
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Man, you killed that one right there, Sam.
It's a little something, man.
That was nice right there, homie.
You.
That's what it is. Appreciate you, man. We salute you, man. Mikasa Sukasa. Make sure this ain't the last time you come through on the show. Make sure you following all of us, the squad,
yeah,
on Twitter, man, for real. Because we go hard body. We go hard in the paint.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you. We salute you. And I wish that everything that you want in life comes to pass. Let Lush Radio, you know, the squad, let us, you know, have your back, man. If you open for it, man. But, you know, we'll hit you up on the flip side on that one. But, you know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate what you got to offer for the world of music, and I think it's great, and I think you need to just keep doing what you're doing and don't stop, man. We got you. We support you, man.
All right. I appreciate it. All right.
Luke. That's what it is, man. Definitely, you know, we appreciate Shaw Stimuli for coming through and rocking, you know, with us, rocking out with us on Lush Radio Online, man. This is what we do all day, every day. Cookie, real quick, you know, the last couple, we got 24 or 5 minutes left on the line. I'm going to give them the rest of more music and everything like that. But, can you give them, you know, throw out, you know, a little bit of some of the guests we got coming out next week on our show? You know, just give them a little snippet, sis.
Okay, next week on Tuesday, we're having Tashina Arnold and Kim Whitley. Tashina's at 6 o'clock and Kim Whitley's at 7. Wednesday, Murda Mook and at 6 p.m. And Don, who is our special guest from the D.C. area, at 7 o'clock. And Friday, it's supposed to be Sky Zoo. And at 7, it's supposed to be Amir from Grand Hustle.
That's what it is.
That's all we
have. Nice lineup. Nice job. Nice lineup, Cookie.
Hey.
What? Yo, Cookie's a monster.
Y'all
make it possible.
Yo, whenever
he's a monster,
it's down exclusive with this Lush Radio, this whole movement.
Cookie, you doing your thing out there for real. Definitely holding it down, the whole show and everything, sis.
I know. I love y'all, too. And you guys do a good, very good
job. You still there?
Yeah, and we, you guys do a great job as well.
Right.
It's not just me.
Now, go ahead and
yeah.
Throw us some music real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, Lush. Lush, what you playing tonight?
He's signing with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang.
Crip gang, crip gang. Crip gang, crip gang. East side with my nephew. East side with my nephew.
I gotta put it back on.
East side with my nephew.
Yeah.
East side with my nephew.
Let's go!
East siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang.
Yeah, the flag navy blue. The loaf's black. See the blood getting love. Where the loaf's at? About time that somebody bought the loaf. Back. Like I swear got sold, it's a low jack. Yeah, I found it, took it, then I washed it. Rinse the germs off, then I put it in my pocket. You had it wrong, let me show you how to rock it. Truth is, you had it on opposite. Swap it, you know what it is. To the left, Beyonce with the beard. I saw my kids, and they ain't even here, man. Ladies know, serving dick, that's a rip thing. No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but
crip,
nigga, this
crip gang.
No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but
crip,
nigga, this
crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip gang. Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip gang. Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip gang. Crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip gang. Crip gang.
Blue paint, blue wheels when I'm dipping through. Halogen, so the headlights whipping too. Ride deep, you can catch me with a crip or two. And a Mossberg pump that'll cripple do. Hit a ripple fool, asshole to appetite. We don't slang, hang, bang, nor rap alike. I'm special like the rag that I wear. Same color blood is before we expose the air. Yeah, make me a true G.
Yo, what up? This Amiz, and you rocking out with my girl on LushRadioOnline.com. The energy in here is crazy, baby. I love it. Famous Enterprises, Amiz.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what just happened. My phone had went off. I don't know what happened, but you know what I'm saying? I just had to close it off real quick and just let everybody know we thank you, we support y'all, we love y'all. We don't do it for ourselves, we do it for the people, the people's voice. Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online. We got the shirts on sale, you know what I'm saying? The special edition Lush Radio shirts, $45. You know what I mean? Holla at Future Guru for all that information, how to not. You already know, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and we'll send you all the information for how to not. Also, on top of that, look out. Hedonis is doing her event, and it's going down at Club Sky. You know what I'm saying? Hedonis to Amazon. Support that if you're out in the Philly area. Next week, our program manager already told y'all that we got a hot lineup. Shout out to French Montana, Jolie, Lazy Cake Productions, Got High, you know, Shy Stimuli, the whole squad. We here, Lush Radio Online. We ain't playing no games. Cookie.
Yeah.
You got any last things to, like, tell the people and everything out there, sis?
No, just keep listening and follow us on Twitter and retweet the show. And I hope you enjoy the show and what's to come.
That's what it is, man. Let's Radio Online, giving you what you want, what you need. I'm going to go ahead and play that Eastside joint back again, you know, from your man, the one and only Glasses Malone, because that joint was crack. So I'm going to go ahead and play that joint again if I can find it in the arsenal. But if not, I'm going to go ahead and play Frenchie, It's Okay. And I'm out of here, man. We out. Let's y'all. Let's right, y'all.
I cringe. You know how I get sick. It's okay. I'm